Today in our Chabur, we're going to talk about the Gemara Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. And I want to talk about this Gemara because it's a Girsa de Yankasa. It's something that I asked a question about when I was 19 to Rabbi Mordechai Kalbach in Eretz Yisrael. And I just want to give everyone an appreciation for this question. Perhaps people have what to say about it. So the Gemara here talks about the essay of Shabbason. The Gemara here talks about the idea that on Shabbos we have an Isra of Lo Sasa Kamalacha, and we also have an essay of Tishbos. The Rambam, when he talks about the Asay of Tishbos and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Shvisa b'shvi mi malacha. When we have this idea of not doing malacha on Shabbos, mitzvah Asay. Number one, says the Rambam, there is a mitzvah Asay, shenemar v'yom hashvi Tishbos. The Pasuk says you have to rest on Yom Hashvi. V'chal ha'osa bo malacha, if a person violates this Asay and goes and does malacha, bitel mitzvah Asay. You have violated this mitzvah Asay of Tishbos. And not only that, says the Rambam, avar also alosase. You also violate the losase of losase kamalach. Then the Rambam goes into detail about what happens if a person violates, what are the guidelines when you get skila, what are the guidelines when you get chiv kares, when you're chayv achatos. Not really pertinent to our discussion for now. But what's clear from the Rambam is that any malacha that a person violates on Shabbos, you have now violated two averis. Number one, alosase of losase kamalacha, which makes sense. Number two, says the Rambam, we have a violation of Bayom Hashvi Tishbos, which is an Asay. This, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, as well in Daf Lamed Beis, that every Isser on Shabbos is also included in the Essay of Shabbason and the Los Asay of Los Asa Kamalacha. This idea that the Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara in Bab Metzia and other places, that there's an Essay and a Los Asay every time somebody violates Malacha on Shabbos, applies not only to Shabbos, it applies equally as well to Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. That's in the sugyas of Hilchos Chanukah. So this is how Hilchos Chanukah really gets there, because the Gemara there was talking about Shemen Sreifa. So Shemen Sreifa means you have Truma that became Tameh, Truma that was in the form of olive oil. So the Gemara says when you have oil that's Truma that you can no longer eat or really derive benefit from, so the Gemara says you have to burn it. It's Omid L'Sreifa. Sorry, I said that incorrectly. You are able, the coin is allowed to derive benefit as it's being burnt, but he's not allowed to derive other benefit from the shemen truma that becomes tamei. Says the Gemara, "E madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yamtiv." A person is not allowed to burn the shemen truma shenitmeis, the shemen truma that is now tamei. You're not allowed to go ahead and burn that on yamtiv. Ask the Gemara, why not? L'fishein sarfin kachim b'yamtiv, because you're not allowed to burn any kachim on yamtiv that are not necessarily part of the avoda itself. So let's say a carbon becomes tamei. You don't go ahead and burn it on Yom Tov. You wait till after Yom Tov. So to over here, you have Chuma that becomes tamei. You don't burn it on Yom Tov. You burn it after Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, Mina Ani Mili. How come I'm not allowed to go and take the Shemen Sreifa, the Chuma that becomes tamei? Why am I not allowed to burn it? Don't I have a mitzvah sasei? Says the Gemara, what's the mitzvah sasei? Ba'esh Tisrofu is a mitzvah sasei that whenever something becomes tamei, either Kachim or Chuma Shanidmeis, we assume you have a mitzvah sasei to burn it. So why don't you say, Yavo asei of Ba'esh Tisrofu, V'yidchalos asei of Los Asa Kamalacha, Los Avarej B'chamash Vaseichem. Why don't you say that one cancels out the other? Answers the Gemara, no. Shabbason is an asei, meaning, on Yom Tov we have an asei and a los asei. Ve'en asei docha los asei v'asei, which means, yes, you're right, you have a mitzvah to go ahead and burn the kachim or the truma shenitmu, as the Pasuk says, Ba'esh Tisrofu. However, you can't do it in this case because you're going up against not only a los asay of los asa kamalacha, but also the asay of Tishbos, the asay of Shabbason. So what you see is clearly from the Gemara that not only is this avera of Shabbason, not only do we have an asay and a los asay by Shabbos, but we also have it by Yom Tov as well. That's clear from the Gemara. So now the shaila is as follows. Do we assume that this asay of Shabbason applies only to the malachas, to the lamatas of his malachas of Shabbos? Or do we extend it to other Isurim on Shabbos that are outside of the parameters of the Lamates of his Malachas? So you'll ask, what exactly is Usur on Shabbos but is not included in the Lamates of his Malachas? What is that? What category do we have of Averos, of Isurim on Shabbos that are not in the list of 39? What is that? You're talking about a Tolda? No. You're talking about a Tolda is also considered part of the Lamates of his Malachas. So what exactly are we talking about? So let's give a couple of examples. Take, for example, not a Shavus Midrabban, we're talking about an Issa D'Oraisa. So what kind of Issa D'Oraisa can you have that is also to do on Shabbos, but yet is not found in the list of the Lamates Avos Malachos? And there, we're going to have the question as to whether or not, if you violate that Isser, that is outside of the list of Lama Tesavos Malachas, you're also going to violate an essay of Shabbosan. What are we describing? So take, for example, the Isser of Tchumen on Shabbos. Now, the Isser of Tchumen is a Inyan Mesubach Ma'od. It is a very unusual sugya because it's very unclear. What exactly are we talking about when we describe the Isser of Tchumen? So, you'll say, is Tchumen Daraisa Darabanan? That should be two opinions in the Rishonim. But really, it's three opinions in the Rishonim. And not only is it three opinions in the Rishonim, it's three opinions in only two Rishonim. So how can that be? So the answer is as follows. The Rambam himself disagrees with the Ramban whether or not Tchumen is Daraisa or Darabanan. So that's Machlokas number one, whether Tchumen in the first place is an Issa Daraisa. In that Tchumen Daraisa, like the Rambam does, we're not sure is it that if you go out of 2,000 Amas, now you violate the Issa of Tchumen Daraisa? Or is it if you go out of Shnei Masar Mil, which is the size of the Machana Yisrael, the size of the Jewish camp in the desert, that is when we consider you to be in violation of the Issa Daraisa of Tchumen. So again, three shitas, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, meaning, either it's Daraisa and it's 12 mil, or it's Daraisa and it's 2,000 Amas, or it's Darabanan entirely. So that's an interesting machlokas. So what do you do about when you have two Rambams that seem to be austere with one another? The Rambam writes in one place in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's one size, and the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah that it's another size. So how do we know which Rambam is correct? So it's interesting that you'll notice the Rambam, I mean, if you look it up, the Rambam writes in his own Shuvas, he addresses this point. What do you do when you have a steer between myself and myself? What do you do when I say one thing in the Yad HaChazaka and something else in the Mishnah Torah? I'm sorry, one thing in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and something else in the Mishnah Torah. And the example that the Rambam gives is this case of Tchumen. The example that the Rambam gives is, if you look carefully, I wrote one thing when it came to the Yisr Tchumen in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And then when it came to describing the Yisr Tchumen in the Yad HaChazaka and the Mishnah Torah, all of a sudden I wrote something else. So the Rambam actually addresses the point. And the Rambam says, you have to go with the Mishnah Torah. You have to go with what I wrote in the Yad HaChazaka and the Mishnah Torah. Why? Because the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I wasn't really paying attention. I was just writing very quickly. I wasn't really writing all the details of the halachos. So even if I wrote something, a detail that's a little bit off from the details that I have in the Sefer in the Yad HaChazaka, that's not meant to be taken literally. You're supposed to go by the Mishnah Torah because that is really the Book of Laws. Which is a fascinating Rambam. And this is the example that the Rambam gives when he tries to deal with the discrepancies in his own writings. Anyway, so here we have a discussion whether Tchumen is Daraisa or Darabanan. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what if you assume like the Rambam that Tchumen is an Issa Daraisa? Okay, so let's, for argument's sake, we'll say that Tchumen is an Issa Daraisa. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. So now you have a person who goes Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. He violates the Isser. What am I in violation of? What have I violated? Says the Minchas Chinuch, you certainly have not violated Lo Sasu Kol Malacha. That's not a malacha. It's not one of the Lama Tesavos Malachas. So I walk out of the Tchum, I violate the Avera of what? Al Yetesh Mim Kamo B'Yom HaShabbos. You're not allowed to go out of your Tchum. Okay? However, you're not going to be in violation of the Isser of Lo Sasu Kol Malacha because you didn't do a malacha. All you did was walk out of the Tchum. Now ask the Minchas Chinuch, what about the essay of Shabbosom? So I wasn't in violation of Lo Sasu Kol Malacha. I was in violation of the Yisr Tchumen according to the Rambam, but what about this other category? Am I going to be in violation of the essay of Shabbason? Well, after all, I didn't violate a malacha, but so what? Who said the essay of Shabbason is only going to be applicable to the Lama Tesavos Malachas? Maybe it applies to other Yisurim of Shabbos, such as the Yisr Tchumen, which is not included in the Lama Tesavos Malachas, but is clearly an Yisr on Shabbos. That's the question that the Minchas Chinuch raises. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we have to look at the Rishon in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, Daf Vav and Aleph, where the Gemara there is talking about Aseh Dechalos, Aseh, the famous Sugya. So there the Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Yonah about the Lav de Mechamer. So we have another Isser on Shabbos. Lav de Mechamer means I'm not allowed to lead an animal to go and do some kind of work on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lav de Mechamer, a lot of discussion about Lav de Mechamer. So the Rishonim want to know, well, what happens if I violate the Lav de Mechamer? So Lav de Mechamer, if I make my animal go and do some kind of work on Shabbos, I'm not a violation of any of the Lama Tesavos Malachos. Nowhere in the list of Lama Tesavos Malachos do you find that you're not allowed to make your animal work. But we know you're not allowed to have your animal work on Shabbos. So what is that? So Lav de Mechamer is a separate category. It's like Tchumen. It's in a separate category. So I'm not going to violate Lo Sasu Kol Malacha if I have my animal go ahead and do the Mechamer on Shabbos. That's not a Malacha. But it definitely is an Isser on Shabbos. So the Rishonim debate over there, the Rashba and the Ritva quote from Rabbeinu Yonah that the only time you're going to violate the essay of Shabbason on Shabbos is if you violated one of the Lama Tesavos Malachas. But over here, for example, where you violate the lav de machamer, which clearly is an issa daraisa, but it's just not in the category of lama tasavas malachos, Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that you won't violate the iser of shabbosim. You won't violate the iser asay. And the other Rishonim disagree. The Rashba and the Ritva say, what are you talking about? Why shouldn't this apply equally? We have an essay of Shabbos and you're supposed to rest on Shabbos. Where does it say that that only applies to the malachas? That should apply to doing any Isser on Shabbos. If I violate even something like Mechamer, even something like Chumin, I should say the person is not only in violation of those particular Isurim, but you're also going to be, by extension, in violation of the essay of Shabboson as well. That's a very fundamental machlokas harishonim in Yevamos Da'av Vav Amud Aleph. And from there, says the Minchas Chinuch, we can extrapolate to the Isser of Truman as well. The Rishonim don't talk about Truman, but that should be the same as the test case on Lechamer. Here we have an Isser, which does not fall into the category of the Lama Test Avos Malachos. It should be the same as Mechamer. And here we should have the same Machlokas HaRishonim between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and the Ritva, whether or not we assume that the essay of Shabboson should be extended outside of the Lama Test Avos Malachos to Isurim on Shabbos as well. Or do you say, no, this is only reserved for the Lama Test Avos Malachos? Yeah? Oh, so yesh makom ladon on this extension of the Minchas Chinuch, but that's the chiddush of the Minchas, I'm pointing out, it's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, but that's what he wants to extend. So take for another example, something that I think might be relevant to this discussion. So you take, for example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos. So far we have two Isurim, which are outside of the category of Lama Tasavas Malachos. You have Truman, and you have Mechamer. Take for another example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavdalid Halacha Zayin. Ein onshin b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to administer punishment on Shabbos. Meaning, I'm the Bezdin, I know that somebody did something wrong, I'm not allowed to administer punishment of Malkus or Misa on Shabbos. So again, somebody deserves the death penalty, deserves Skilas, Reifa, Herak, Chenek. We're not allowed to administer that punishment on Shabbos. Why? Even though that's a mitzvah saseh, I have a mitzvah v'yarta rami kerbecha, I have a mitzvah to go punish the person who deserves to be punished, to go administer the punishment, that's what I'm supposed to do. No, ein adocha Shabbos. Why? Says the Rambam, because lo suvareish b'chamash v'seichem yama Shabbos. New pasuk. The pasuk says lo suvareish b'chamash v'seichem yama Shabbos, and zu azhar lebezdin. This means that a bezdin is not allowed to administer punishment on Shabbos. Okay, that's what the Rambam says, and the Rambam counts this, in fact, as a separate mitzvah lo saseh. He doesn't count it in the lamites avos malachos. Counts it as something else. It's not part of bishul. It's not part of afiyah. It's a separate thing. Lo suvareish b'chamash v'seichem yama Shabbos. Ask the Minchas Chinuch an obvious question. I don't understand. The Rambam over here tells us that you're not allowed to administer punishment Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. Why? Why does the Rambam have to make up a new pasuk? Why does the Rambam have to say this is a mitzvah lo saseh, a separate category outside of everything else? Why don't you say, once you're not allowed to administer Misas Bezdin on Shabbos or Yom Tov, why don't you say, now it's a hadre l'isurei kama. It goes back to the isur of the malacha, of the lama tesavos malachas. Bishul, afiyah, right? You're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. So through over here, you're not allowed to heat up the coal to go to, you're not allowed to heat up the metal to go give someone skilas reifa herek chenek. So why does the Rambam over here go out of his way to say, no, we have a new iser. It's not included in the old iser of lama tesavos malachos. We have a new iser. Where does this come from? So that's the Minchas Chinuch's question. Says the Magen Avraham, you know what the answer is? Because shalo lahanish b'Shabbos is not connected at all to the lama tesavos malachos. What if I have a punishment that Bezdin can give which doesn't violate one of the Avos Malachos? Would I be allowed to give that on Shabbos or not? Says the Magen Avraham, no. Even if it doesn't include any kind of malacha in the act that I'm doing, I'm still not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Let's take for a test case. It's not such a good case because one of the Achronim writes, let's say putting someone in Chayrim on Shabbos. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, but forgetting the Shulchan Aruch for a minute, the Rambam seems to say that it's usher. I'm sorry, the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly. Some Achronim want to say, based on the Rambam, that it should be Aser. Why? Why should it be Aser? Because again, the Rambam says, Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos would be applicable even if I'm not violating any Iser on Shabbos at all. Rabbi Kiveger has a suffix, very beautiful Rabbi Kiveger. What about the din of Kofen Ala Mitzvahs? Now, Halacha is you're allowed to go for someone. The guy says, I don't want to sit in Sukkah, I don't want to shake Lulav. We're not talking about someone who's in the hospital who can't. We're talking about somebody who's very able, very willing to, very capable of doing so, but they choose not to. So we have a din, kofen ala mitzvahs. As Rabbi Kiveger, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos Yom Tov? Is that like administering punishment on Shabbos Yantiv? Is that allowed? Is it not allowed? So again, that gets into this discussion. Why should it even be discussion? What am I doing wrong? What do you mean? I'm not touching the guy. I'm not punishing him. What am I doing? I'm not going to hit him and whip him until he bleeds. All I'm going to do is take him by the arm. I'm going to drag him into the sukkah, sit him down in the seat, put a seatbelt on him. He can't get up. That's it. I'm going to make him sit there. So why is that in this question? The answer is because the Rambam understands that what we're describing here is a new isser that is not included at all in the Lamatas Avos Melacha. So we have this category. Number one, Tchumen. Number two, Mechamer. Number three over here, maybe the Rambam of Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos. Now, what would be the difference? What would be the Nafkamina? Whether the essay of Shabbason includes these Yisurim or not? What's the difference? The Ribbono Shel Olam will figure it out. How much should he punish you? La'acham heve esrim. If you walked out of the Tchum, okay, he'll figure it out. What's the difference? What do you care? So, the Minchas Chinuch writes the following. We have a din, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. A non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So what exactly does the non-Jew have to violate in order to consider himself not keeping Shabbos? So, if he violates one of the Malachas, he turns the lights on and off, obviously, he didn't keep Shabbos. What about other things? What if he carries in the Erev? So, you say, most people, in this community don't carry in the Erev, let's say. Right? I live in Lakewood, nobody uses the Erev. Erev is only for emergencies. So what are you going to say? If the Nachri carries in the Erev, he's going to say he was Mechal Shabbos? No, because there's a respectable opinion that the Erev is kosher. You might be Machmer not carrying the Erev, but Lamaisa, there's an Erev here, so that's not good enough. So what does he have to violate in order to be considered somebody who didn't keep Shabbos? So, question is over here. If he turns the lights on and off on Shabbos, then we say he's not an Akum Shabbos. He didn't keep Shabbos. What if he walks out of the Tchum on Shabbos? What if he walks out of the Tchum on Shabbos? What would he say? Am I considered an Akum Shabbos? Because after all, I didn't do any Malacha. What do you say? What are you talking about? That's not Shabbos. That's not Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk out of the Tchum. That's a question that is raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Should we assume that the essay of Shabbason applies to these Yisurim as well? If it does, then you can't call me an Akum Shabbos. I wasn't Shabbos. There's an essay of Tishbos, and I violated that. But if you say that the essay of Shabboson does not apply to Tchumen and to Mechamer and to Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos, then if you have a Nachri who violates Tchumen and a Nachri who violates Mechamer, says the Minchas Chinuch, you cannot, based on Machlok Sarishonim, that's how you would determine whether or not he's considered an Akum Shabbos. That's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, which is very relevant to our sugya. Nafkamina number two says the Minchas Chinuch would be by Yamtiv. So what's the halacha by Yamtiv? We have, by Yamtiv, we carry over all the malachas of Shabbos, carry over to Yamtiv, except if it's Ochel Nefesh, so then it's permissible. But generally, we assume all the malachas of Shabbos carry over to Yamtiv. What about Tchumen? Am I allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos? No. Am I allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Yamtiv? What's the answer? Yes or no? Yes? No? Why not? It's not from the Lamatas Avos Malachos. Who said that you take all the Yisurim of Shabbos that aren't connected to the Lamatas Avos Malachos? Who said that you carry it over? And in fact, the Pri Chadash asked the Kashan, Hilchas Yamtiv Tav Tzadihei, who said there's an Isur Tchumen at all on Yamtiv? Maybe it's Mitzvah, and they made a takana that you shouldn't be traveling around all over the world doing things, but who said that there's an Isser at all? In fact, the Ramah himself says there's no Lav de Mechaber on Yom Tov. Why does that Ramah say? So the Mishnah Berurah argues, he says, okay, the Achronim are Machmer, there is a Lav de Mechaber, but strictly speaking, there's no Lav de Mechaber on Yom Tov. Why? Because why should we transfer over the Isser that is not connected at all to the Lamatas Avos Malachos? And that's why the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Samach Vav writes that to go out of the Tchum on Yom Tov is only an Isser de Rabbanan. Why? Because, why? I'm sorry, the Magen Avraham discusses the issue, and he says maybe we should say the Isser Tchumen on Yom Tov is only Midrabbanan, because after all, who said that you carry over the Isser? Magen Avraham comes to the conclusion, based on a Gemara in Chagiga, Yazaraya, that we should say that Tchumen is Asar on Yom Tov the same way it's Asar on Shabbos. But this is a major discussion. Who said that this is true? Who said that when you have an Isser that's outside of the regular category of Malacha, who said that we transfer it over to Yom Tov? So now let's go to our Gemara. We'll see if you still have a question. Says the Gemara as follows. We have a Gemara here on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, what happens if we don't have a shofar available in our town? Shofar Shirash Hashanah, Eim Avir Nalavas HaTchum. You're not allowed to be Mavir Nalavas HaTchum. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says it means, I'm not allowed to go out of the Tchum to go hear the Tkiyah shofar in the other community. I could have said it means the other way. Right? That's what Rabbi Yeager spoke about the other week. Maybe it means I'm not allowed to carry the shofar out of the Tchum to bring it to the city where everybody needs it. Esed de Rabim, okay, whatever it is. So you're not allowed to go out of the Tchum. Number two says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to clear out the rubble, the stones. If the shofar is underneath a pile of stones, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go up on a tree to get it. You're not allowed to go on a behemoth to get it. Okay, all the Yisurim. Says the Gemara, my time up. How come I'm not allowed to go out of the Tchum to go ahead and perform my mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, because shofar asay, yes, you're correct that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. However, yomtiv is asay, but los asay. Yomtiv is an asay, and a los asay, and therefore, ain asay doch a los asay v'asay. And I ask you, really? Yomtiv is an asay and a los asay? What are we talking about here? Talking about going out of the Tchum. Isn't that the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush? Doesn't the Minchas Chinuch say, the same way we have a Machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, with regard to Mechamer, whether or not we should extend the essay of Shabbason to Mechamer as well, or does it only apply to the Lamates Avos Melachos? So the same should be over here. Don't we have a Mefurshe Gemara here that says, not like Rabbeinu Yonah? Don't we have a Mefurshe Gemara that says that the essay of Shabbason applies not only to the Lamates Avos Melachos, but it applies also to the Isser of Tchumen? Tchumen is outside of the parameters of Lamates Avos Melachos, and yet our Gemara calls it an Asay Velos Asay. So I asked this kasha to Rabbi Kalbach a bunch of years ago, almost 10 years ago, and he told me a couple of years after that he found that the Yeshuas Yaakov has the kasha. And the Yeshuas Yaakov has a charifus. He says, well, you'll notice, I don't know, I didn't notice, but you look through all the Rambams, I can't say I've done that, but he says the Yeshuas Yaakov looked through all the Rambams, and the Rambam never quotes the din of our Gemara. Rambam never quotes the din that Eim Avir Nalavis HaTchum, to get the shofar. What he means, first Gemara, why is the Rambam leave out our Gemara? Eim Avir Nalavis HaTchum, why? It should be halach in the Rambam, like everything else. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, maybe the reason why the Rambam leaves it out is because the Rambam feels, we would say, Asay Doch Alos Asay. You have an Asay to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You have a Los Asay of Los Asakom Malacha. Asay Doch Alos Asay, like everywhere else. Why not? The only reason the Gemara says you can't say that is because, no, it's not only a Los Asay, it's also an Asay of Shabbason. But perhaps, if you learn like those Rishonim that say that the Asay of Shabbason only applies to those averus which are lamates avos melachos, like Rabbeinu Yonah argues in Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Beis, maybe you'll say over here that this halacha is incorrect. That this halacha is incorrect. Because all you have is a los asay, you don't have an asay as well. I think it's an unbelievable pshat. I don't know if it's really the pshat in the Gemara, but that's what he says. That's why the Rambam leaves it out, because the Rambam disagreed with our Gemara. He thinks it's not true, thinks it's not correct. Now let's say you don't want to say that. Let's say you don't want to say a fancy pshat in the Rambam. So I asked this to my father last year. How do you explain our Gemara? After all, Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, argues that we don't say the essay of Shabbosah when it comes to the Yisra of Tchumim b'Shabbos, when it comes to the Yisra of Mechamer on Shabbos, like the Minchas Chinuch said. If that's true, how do you explain this Gemara, Mefurshe Gemara against Rabbeinu Yonah? So my father thought also a fancy pshat. Maybe the answer is that our Gemara just means Yomtif in general is a Davar Chomer. Yomtif in general, yes, you're right, this particular act that you're doing might not be a violation of an asay as well, because all you're doing is going out of the Tchum. But in general, Yomtif is something that is an asay velos asay. You can't just start up with Yomtif. You can't just say asay doch alos asay when you're trying to go up against the big Yomtif that we have here, which generally is an asay velos asay. Yes, it's true, the issue that you're trying to violate now is only an asay. I'm sorry, it's only a los asay of lasasakom malacha. I'm sorry, of ayetish mimkom of Tchumin. But bottom line, generally, since Yom Tov is a damar chamer, since Yom Tov is something that generally involves an asay and a los asay, maybe that would be a reason to say that you cannot say asay doch los asay when we come to halachas of Yom Tov. So it's an important kasha. I think it's something to consider when you see our Gemara. What exactly does it mean? I think one final nafkamina with this will close. I think one final nafkamina about the asay, whether we say the asay of Shabbason applies also to Lavda Mechamer, applies to Tchumen, applies to other things, would be with regard to the halacha that a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos is considered like an Akum. Somebody who's a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos Befrahesia, we assume he's Dino Ka'akum. Now what exactly does it mean, Dino Ka'akum? So the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that Dino Ka'akum is to be taken literally. Shchitasu Novela, if he goes ahead and he's a Shochet, we are not allowed to eat from the Shchita, and he's considered a Mumer L'Chal Terakula. So the Tur writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, and the Mechaber writes that as well, that it's only a mumer l'chal Shabbos b'frahesia. But even if he violates an issa d'rabbanan when he's l'chal Shabbos b'frahesia, that would also be considered a mumer. And we would say now he's disqualified, he's not able to do a shechita, and he's considered like an akum l'chal dav. This is a further machlokas achronim, how many times he has to violate. Magen Avraham and others say maybe it should only be three times. Other achronim say no. Maybe Rashi seems to indicate even one time. Mumen al-Chal Shabbos for Hesia, he goes at his Mechal Shabbos one time, middle of the streets, everyone's watching. That's already enough to say he's a mumer. Chazon Ish writes that the minig is three times with Farhesia, then maybe we consider him to be a mumer l'chal Shabbos, but otherwise we don't. And even b'chalal nowadays, we don't really consider it to be mumer l'chal Shabbos with Farhesia because we don't have a strictly Jewish community where everybody knows that you're not allowed to, a strictly Orthodox community where everybody knows that you're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos. So just because you have a Jew who's driving a car on Shabbos probably would not make them a mumer l'chal Shabbos with Farhesia, even if they're doing it in front of all of us, because has to be in front of an Adam Gadol, in front of somebody who is a big tzaddik, that they should be embarrassed to do so in front of them. And anyway, so whatever. The whole story of Mumen L'chal Shabbos V'Zman Hazeh is a whole discussion in and of itself. But the Prima Gadim has a suffix. What if somebody violates the Lav D'Mechamer? What if you have somebody on Shabbos who walks out of the Tchum? What would you say? Well, after all, you didn't really violate one of the Malachas of Shabbos. I didn't go and drive my car on Shabbos. I didn't do Bishul on Shabbos. So maybe you should say, that doesn't really make me in the category of a mumer l'chal Shabbos. On the other hand, he says, bottom line, you violated an isser that you're not allowed to violate on Shabbos. So maybe you're considered a mumer l'chal Shabbos for Hesia. So this is a very important shaila. Again, it doesn't tie into essay of Shabbason per se, but I think it ties into this secondary category of malacha on Shabbos. Should we say that the secondary category shares a lot of the same characteristics as the regular halachas of Shabbos? And therefore we should say, the same way if you violate any other Isser of Shabbos, we should say, you're a mumer, so to over here, if you go chutz l'tchum, or you go ahead and you're mechamer achar behemta b'Shabbos, or you go ahead and administer mises bezin on Shabbos, maybe we should say, you are considered a mumer l'chal Shabbos for Hesia and Dino Ka'akum. Or perhaps we should argue, no, that that's only reserved for somebody who violates the real mega Isurim lama tesavas malachos. But somebody who violates just the secondary category of Isurim, which may or may not have the essay of Shabbason, which really are not the same as the Lama Tesavas Malachos, maybe we should say in a case like that, that the person would not become a mumer. This is a suffix in the Prima Gadim, and I think we appreciate it a little more once you see that there are different categories of Isurim on Shabbos. Either way, I think the Har on our Gemara is a very strong one to think about, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah argues that there would be no essay of Shabbos by these secondary Isurim that we have on Shabbos. I think it's a strong question. Why wouldn't we say, why does the Gemara call that an essay velos essay if in fact Rabbeinu Yonah would say that the Aseh of Tishbos might not apply to these kinds of Isurim on Shabbos? Okay, so we'll...